Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. The Browns, I think, doing what they're supposed to do, and that is play good defense and run the football. That appears to me to be the recipe for success for this team, if they're going to have any success this year or even in an individual game. That, to me, is the way to do it. And the defense showed yesterday, Andy, they can take care of business. And again, Miami's not a good team. We know that, okay? But they were on the schedule. You had to play them. You took care of business.
What do you? I mean, you got a lot of teams like this coming up, too. You're going to sit here and say, well, you know, it's not real because they're playing the Jets or Vegas, who didn't look good again yesterday. And then, I mean, there are other teams. I mean, you look down the schedule, as you said before, Buffalo's the one that scares me the most about there. I think they're the best team for the rest of the season that we would face. Tennessee's on there. So, but you got to play these games. I mean, so what if they would have had these 1-2-win teams mixed in the first six? It's just the one thing that I kind of realized yesterday is the Browns aren't the worst team in the NFL, but they're clearly not the best team in the NFL, and they're better than your 1-win team.
Well, they appear kind of to be a better team than the Dolphins and the Jets.
Yeah.
Probably the Saints.
Yeah.
You know, and you could probably list others, but
I don't. No one's going to lay into the saying that they're better than the Ravens, who had the day off yesterday, or they're another 1-win team. I don't think anyone's saying that.
You know, we'll just see if they can build on it. Mm-hmm. This coming game against New England is going to be tough. Number to join us is 216-474-0092. What did you like yesterday? What did you not like? Were there things that you thought, yep, that's what we're talking about? Or were you still not impressed and not pleased? E is in Worcester, in beautiful Wayne County. Hello, E.
What up, E?
Man, I can't believe it. A 1-5 football team playing another 1-5 football team. We end up winning. Now, we're talking about playoffs, though, right? We're talking about Super Bowl?
You can talk about anything you want, man.
Go ahead.
Man, we ain't drinking that damn Kool-Aid, man. What's
There's
wrong
no Kool-Aid.
With us,
They're
man?
Not dead. I mean, they're not
you know
dead.
What I'm
That's all I said.
At? We're two and...
What time did you start drinking today, man? You sound like you're like...
That's what I'm getting at. We're 2-5. We're talking about hopefully a wild card spot or something like that. Look, man, what's wrong with that Kool-Aid? Man, it's not doing
this. Hey, I'm not saying... man, that defense is number 3 in the league. I mean, you can't ignore that. That's true. Right?
I'm not talking... Yeah, I get that. We all get that. The defense is all, you know, beautiful rainbows and Skittles and all that stuff. Well, we gotta lay out the damn Kool-Aid, man.
Skittles have a lot of sugar.
You know, what's the Kool-Aid like? Yeah, why you can't be happy about a win from yesterday and say, "Hey,
no,
we're not dead." We're not
typical,
dead,
man. Look, that's just typical of the Cleveland Browns. That's what they're selling us, man. You know, we was 1-5. We're talking about disabling the whole damn team.
Yeah,
firing this guy, and you know, this guy, he needs to be fired. Hey, you Gatorade boy.
What should we do? What
and
you tell?
Now we're talking about playoffs.
Now I want you to lay out to Northeast Ohio, the great authority on football. Explain how everyone should feel today and how they should move forward. The floor is yours. You tell everyone how they should feel. Go.
We should feel how Cincinnati feels this morning. Then right, they got Joe Flacco. That's how we should feel right now.
That means nothing. Believe, I have no idea. They're still in it now.
That makes no sense.
They're in it.
Listen, do you know it's so crazy? My son watched the Cincinnati Bengals the following day.
Yeah.
He watched the game. And the Browns were playing. And he decided to watch the Cincinnati Bengals. That's what I'm talking about.
Does he like Flacco?
Man. Look, buddy, we got to lay off the team.
E-Man, I gave you the floor. I gave you the floor and told you to tell everyone in Northeast Ohio how to feel. Jeff and I both gave up our microphones. And you laid a giant egg. You didn't get one. So what if you feel good today that they won? And guess what? They doubled their odds of making the playoffs. I'm not going to sit here and say they're a playoff team. I'm just saying, if you want to go back and look at history, and you can even look, again, look what the Guardians did over the summer. That's all I'm saying. I mean, as long as, I just don't want to be dead and out of it. That's all. And they're not 100% dead and out. Am I realist? Yeah. What are the odds of this team making it to the playoffs? Slim and none. Right,
Andy,
but they're not dead.
The team needed a win.
Yes, city needed a win too. We all did.
The team needed a good performance. They got a win, and they look good doing it. Nothing wrong with that. Lance is in Richmond Heights. Hello, Lance.
How you doing, Phelps?
Well, very well. How about you?
First, I want to give a shout out to Kevin Stefanski.
Go ahead, give it to him.
And also, I want to give a shout out to that defense, Tyson Gamble, for that pick six.
Jay,
you're on a roll, Lance. Just not rolling very fast.
Yes.
I think the defense did great. The defense came in strong. They came in powerful. Amazing. And Dylan Gabriel did great.
Good stuff, Lance. Thanks, man. That was good stuff.
I think they're going to score a little bit more points.
Score some more points.
More points.
Love it.
Score some more points. Run the ball more.
Run the ball. Like it. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Lance. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for calling the shout-out show today. 216-474-0092. Just give us a call and just shout out. Doesn't matter.
You noticed that.
I just want to shout. Jeff Phelps, I want to shout out Jeff Phelps.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you for making Cleveland sports history with your whoop-de-doo sports review, and it still lives on in the hearts of television viewers all across Northeast Ohio, going on just a few years. Shout out to Jeff Phelps.
Most folks have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Have you noticed, like Lance, a lot of people say instead of Quinshon Judkins, they call him Junkins?
I know what they're saying, so it doesn't bother me.
I keep having flashbacks to Mike Junkin, though. I don't like that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I don't want to do that. I do want to hear from Michael in Akron. Here? Hello, Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you? Who you got a shout out for us?
Hey, guys, I'm going to shout out Andrew Berry for choosing the right running back from Ohio State University.
Although, I got to be honest, when he did it, I was questioning it. I'll be honest.
100%. He reminded me of another running back that we had here a couple of years ago. I'm not going to say his name, but we all know who that was. But the first thing, man, I want to talk about, these guys have been so bad. They have been unwatchable. And for the first time, it was actually exciting to watch them make plays and actually play football. It's been boring. It's been boring watching them. So it was finally fun, you know, to see them play and to kind of actually feel some energy. That's all I wanted to say about that.
Thank you.
Michael, you know what? That's a great point because let's be honest. It is an entertainment business. They haven't been very exciting to watch. It was enjoyable to watch the football game yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy, that's a step.
It's true. Shout out Browns. I'm going to give the Browns a shout out too.
Look at you.
I'm just shouting out everybody today. Craig, can you shout out anyone else?
I don't know. Craig's on the west side.
Hello, Craig, give a shout out, man. Your dog, your cat, your family, anybody on the Browns, give them a shout out today.
Here goes one to Fluffy.
That covers it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, I see.
Just did it for me. Hey, guys, can we talk geometry?
Yes.
Why not? I got a D in geometry.
Anti-math in this show.
Only D I ever got in my life.
Gabriel, correct?
What about Mr. Gabriel?
Before that, we had that Baker guy and whatnot. And Baker is a right-handed passer, right?
He's a whatnot. You got it, man.
Indeed.
That when he releases the ball, a perfect spiral will be rotating clockwise, correct?
Oh, I'm digging this.
That would be correct because it comes off.
Yeah. Well, it depends. If we were all left-handed, it would be the other way.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think Mr. Judy's used to catching a ball that's counterclockwise.
Let's go with that.
Sure.
Why not?
Okay.
Shout out Monday. I can do that.
Yeah.
Well, you guys
shout out to football
time,
rotation.
Okay?
I'm sorry, Craig.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank right, you. He was 2-for-4 yesterday.
Who was he that? Got the ball early. That was good.
Yeah, it's all good.
That was a good thing, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, yes. Again, your tight end, your leading receiver.
By the way, can I mention one guy in particular?
Sure.
We had a Malachi Corley sighting.
I knew you were excited about that. It's just
well, he looked good.
We do
he?
Way too much work together because I'm sitting there next to Daryl at the game yesterday. I'm like, Phelps is going to love this one.
It was a nice play.
It was a nice play.
You know, and again, there was so little done in the passing game yesterday. A couple of reasons for that. One, you didn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Two elements probably affected that to some extent, although Tua threw it 23 times. Dylan Gabriel threw it 18 times. You didn't need the passing game, but there were some very small elements that I liked. Harold Fannin, I thought, did a nice job. Harold had 4 catches. And
he's done a nice job all season.
Yeah, he's been really solid. 36 yards receiving was the high. You know, I mean, there just wasn't much need for the passing game. But I did love seeing Jamari Thrash make a nice play. And I had mentioned Thrash. It's time for some of these other guys to step up. And it was great to see Malachi Corley actually dust it off and put out there as a wide receiver.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting if you were in the stadium and you saw the flags that hang in the corner, like you've got the Dawson flag and then you've got the other flags on the goalpost. Like they were all going in different directions yesterday. The winds were weird, really weird early on.
Frank's in Kent. Frank.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm celebrating, but I'll tell you,
Frank. Tell me.
Let's be realistic about this.
Okay.
And Kevin's going to be gone. We can't get rid of him. There's going to be a mass cleaning at a house in Berea.
Oh, today?
Come on, you guys
after a win?
That.
After a win today?
So what? They beat Miami.
We're
that
so
may
good.
Be the last win of the season.
That might be.
Maybe.
We're so spoiled. We just, you know, so what if they won? That's how we are.
Let's, after all, now we got the Guardians and the Cavs are a national team. I see the Cavs player on commercials, national commercials.
Donovan Mitchell walking out of a box.
Donovan Mitchell walking out of a box. You don't see anybody on the Browns on these commercials. The Cavs are a legitimate playoff team, the Guardians. And what do we got?
Well, we had Baker Mayfield had a bunch of commercials, remember?
Yeah, those were good.
Yeah.
Jedrick Wills was in his book club.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. It was good, yeah.
Progressive Insurance paid him a lot of money, right?
Sure.
Did. Yeah.
Okay. So that's not going to happen with anybody here. Myles Garrett should be doing commercials. He's the only one. But all that money he's making, why doesn't he give a pep talk? I don't blame him. Sure, what he said today.
Wait, what? You lost me on that one, Frank. What about the pep talk? He talks to the guys on the team. They know how he feels. Yeah.
There you go, Frank.
All right.
Let's get him a commercial.
Shout out to Frank today. Shout out to Frank. Yes.
Frank, we appreciate you and all of your relatives who sound like you who call the show.
It is amazing. Yes, it is truly amazing.
We appreciate that. goodness gracious. Martin is a Wycliffe. Martin, welcome.
Martin.
Browns won a game, Martin.
Thank you. It was wonderful. I love it. First of all, Jeff and Andy, y'all, I love your show. You guys are great together.
Thank you, Mark.
You're like Ebony and Ivory.
No, that's true. Wait, why? Because I'm not watching the right stuff? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. Jeff, you made me an honorary. I forgot what it is. It's been a couple of years.
Friend of the show. Friend of the show. Friend of the
show. Yes, you did make me an honorary friend of the show. The Browns, I've been a Browns fan since I was 12, and I'm 68 years old.
Nice.
The Browns been losing for the last how many years? Okay, we had a couple good years with Baker when we went to the playoffs. We should be happy and celebrating that we won. We was 3-14 last year. We 2-5. We finally got a win. Let's celebrate. All these negative callers and these clowns.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, to the negative callers.
You cry and complain when we lose, not what we won.
No, they're crying and complaining now that we won. You're right. Martin, who are you rooting for the first 11 years of your life? That's my problem. Who are you rooting for 0 through 11?
You know, I didn't really know too much about football. My older brother did. He was 6 years older than me. He was a Jim Brown fan.
All right, there you go.
I played it, you know, in the street with the kids and Muni football, but I didn't really start watching it and getting into it. As a matter of fact, my first game I went to, me and my friends snuck in the Monday night game to see the Jets.
Nice. Oh, the first one.
The first Monday night
Homer
game.
Homer Jones.
Yes.
Homer Jones.
Homer That's
Jones.
Awesome.
Kick off for a touchdown.
Martin, if you call your brother today if you can. And you tell him thank you.
God rest his soul.
God rest. Well, you send a prayer up to your brother and thank him for making you a Browns fan.
That's the way to do it, Martin. Martin, love the optimism, buddy. Thank you for the phone call.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you. He's a friend of the show.
Well, that's the right idea.
I like calls like that.
The Dolphins stink. Okay, we know that. Mike McDaniel might be unemployed by the time we get done with our show today.
That's true too.
That's possible. But guess what? They were on the schedule. The Browns were 1-5. They needed a win. They needed a good performance, and that's exactly what they did. Can we not enjoy that?
Yes.
Can you not look at aspects of the game and think, growth, that was good, like it? We're going to continue to do that next. Right here on Baskin and Phelps, your phone calls as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.